soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. Today is December 10th, 2022. This message is called In the Dark. There's a common phrase in English as those being in the dark. What does that mean? Think about it. For recent times, I've been pondering in the Lord the dynamic of those who are asleep spiritually and have a state of spiritual blindness. Some do not see at all. Others see aspects of realities and truth, while very few are given by God the Father to know and see, meaning to perceive and understand what is the truth. They see and perceive. They hear and understand, and it is the Lord that gives this to those who He chooses. They generally are faithful to Him, and it gives it to them. The others are not so. Hence, we're speaking of the most diabolical time in world history right now, as the devil, Satan, has been permitted to deceive the nations. All over the world, there's a war raging on the populations of every nation and state. Few understand the intent and the implications. Again, some see elements, but are not able to connect the dots. So what does it mean when someone is in the dark? Is that a good thing? Well, it might be in some rare instances, such as the authorities questioning, knocking at your door, asking you, where were you on such and such time? Criminals of a crime, and they state that they were not aware of the crime. They say, I was in the dark. I had no idea. It caught me off guard. I never saw it coming, or things like this. Now we have the days, right now, similar to Noah's day, with the increasing violence and the wickedness of every kind, lawless times and lawless decrees of wicked men. God is using these things to bring judgment upon those who are not right with Him. People are experiencing their choices of aspects against God and His ways. You could say people are reaping what they sowed. People are eating of the fruit of their choices. Like trusting in men, trusting in polluted, compromised governing officials that were bought through bribery, trusting in lying medical systems such as AMA in the United States, an affiliation that's connected to greedy corporate leaders making a killing off the drugs and the health and death industry. This is why there has been a massive percentage of the world taking what I call the black tulip of death, meaning total, unlawful, lethal injection program. The ones who believe the lies fall prey to them. They could not see the contradictions of the stories being pushed on their controlled media. They were even extorted and coerced, which is illegal. That is unlawful, to have substances inserted into their bodies. A mythical story, all planned and conspired for a long time, but that time has arrived and most of the world is in the dark. I was speaking with someone I have a familial relation recently. They spoke of moving here, going there, their plans of doing this and that, just as if it were still in the days of normative living. That person is what I say is in the dark. Oblivious, blind, having eyes and really not seeing much. Perhaps this one is which I speak is one that buries their head in the sand. I don't know. There are people who have told me that they did not want to know the truth. This is a staggering thing indeed. Obviously, this stance is wanting to be ignorant, is not one who knows or walks with the Lord. They do not want Him nor the truth, and hence they walk in darkness. They are in the dark. It is getting darker every day. Gross darkness. It'll cover the whole entire earth. Crime of wickedness is being pushed all over, from the young children's schools and their agenda to the media. Governing officials and their lawless implementations are underway. The world is changing for the worse. They have largely rejected the truth of the Lord Jesus, who is the light of the world. So people will get what they deserve. And this is the only solace I have knowing regarding watching people suffer the harm due to their choices. Oh well. When people despise Jesus, I cannot feel sorry for them. When they hardened their neck and closed their ears to God's voice and hated what he loved and loved what he hated, they are his enemies. And thus, they're actually mine too. I do not cozy up to God's enemies and the enemies of the cross of Christ. Loving the world is to be God's enemy. The love of the Father is not in them. Jesus testifies that the deeds of this world are evil, and that is why they hate him. And they will hate those who follow him too. He says so. But those who are honored and accepted by the world are actually the false prophets. That's what they did with them. They are the lying hypocrites that say they love God but only offer smooth talk as any harlot would to her seduced victim. The righteous in Christ do not believe these schemes. They see it coming and avoid it. They walk in the light and are not asleep. They are the opposite of those perishing today for being in the dark. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. We can say we hope some will recover from whence they had fallen prey to this delusion in the earth, but there's going to be few. Few will call upon the Lord while he is near. Few will forsake their evil ways and their sinful thinking. Few. So few. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.